What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We go to CBS White House reporter Willie Inman. Willie, good morning.
Hey there, good morning.
Willie, before we get to the debate, I want to ask your thoughts on this. You are the White House reporter. CNN came out with a poll last week showing that Biden's lead over Trump is single digits in New York, a state that he won by 23% in 2020. How does the White House, how does the president react to poll numbers like this?
Yeah, well, what the White House and the White House officials will say, as well as officials on the campaign, they say that polls don't vote. They say that time and time again, and they are really doubling down in terms of their outreach to voters. You have the First Lady. She's in Pennsylvania today. You also have Doug Emhoff. He's traveling to Michigan tomorrow. The Vice President, she's going to be speaking in Maryland about abortion access. One of the things that the White House and the campaign, they're trying to do, they're trying to break through and show and that the debate will be a major, I guess, stepping stone, so to speak, or a stage setter for the months to come, because they believe that a lot of people simply haven't been paying attention, that these poll numbers don't necessarily mean anything. But we in the media, both you and I and lots of others, we do look at these polls in terms of an indication as to how the electorate is feeling, at least in that point in time when the poll was taken.
Now, looking at the debate, we have it Thursday, the CNN presidential debate, less than a week away. Willie, I mean, this is the earliest that the two major candidates have had a debate. What are your thoughts as someone who's covered this? What are your thoughts of the debate being so early?
Yeah, I mean, I love it being earlier in the summer. It means I can take my summer vacation a little bit after it, personally. But look, this is a unprecedented debate because it's historical. You have a current president debating a former president. This is something that just simply hasn't happened. And one of the things I'm looking for in terms of covering it is seeing both of these candidates in the same room at the same time. We know about former President Trump. He has a record. He led the country for 4 years. We know about President Biden. I think a lot of people will be looking at them, not only how they perform physically, but what they say, where they're going to lead the country in the next 4 years, if voters were to choose them, if they were elected. So you can look for former President Trump to perhaps try to attack President Biden on things like immigration. President Biden looking to attack former President Trump on his criminal record, now that he's a convicted felon. Also, his record on abortion access and appointing those Supreme Court judges who ultimately overturned Roe versus Wade.
How is the president getting ready for the debate on Thursday?
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things that you see when you see these two candidates prep. President Biden, he spent some time in Rehoboth Beach. I actually followed him up there. Then he went off to Camp David. He's at Camp David until he travels to the debate. So he's hunkering down, preparing with a team of advisors, former advisors, current advisors, people both in the campaign and that also work for the White House. The White House says that his prep time is essentially a little bit less than what would have been if he were a candidate like it was last time around, because he has a day job, right? So he's hunkering down out of public view until we see him travel down to Atlanta for the debate on Thursday. Former President Trump, though, is doing things a little bit differently. He's held some informal sessions for debate prep, but he is out campaigning. He was in Washington, D.C., speaking to conservative and Christian voters. Then he went to Pennsylvania, a key state, to campaign there. The former president is essentially saying being out campaigning is a type of debate prep. So we certainly see there are two different styles in terms of how they prepare for these things on full view. In the case of President Biden, though, we don't see him until he travels down for the debate.
You talked about the president. His topics are going to be obviously the criminal record and abortion access, and I'm sure January 6th will come out. Does the campaign for the president think, you know, there's a line there that you don't want to cross? Like, okay, bring it up, remind people, but don't bring it up too much. Is there something that they're working on when it comes to that?
Well, I think it's been a little bit of of the opposite more recently, because the campaign, the Biden campaign came out with an ad that talked about Trump being a convicted felon. And that's something that we really haven't seen the campaign come out and blast on the airwaves, whether it's in a digital ad or on the radio. The campaign is really turning up the ante or pumping up the criticisms of former President Trump in terms of his criminal record. Of course, as you mentioned, January 6th is going to be a big topic that I anticipate President Biden will bring up to remind voters of what happened and on the steps of the Capitol that day. That certainly is something that I anticipate as well. But you've seen the campaign, President Biden, other surrogates, the vice president included, really strongly and fiercely criticize former president.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump, more fiercely, I'd say, as we've gotten closer to the debate.
You know, the talk that's heating up, obviously, in the media about, well, if Joe Biden has a bad showing, will the Democrats replace him? Has the White House or the campaign responded to those kind of accusations floating around?
Yeah, no. Anytime he has three jobs the air or you ask the president himself, I think his line is he always says, watch me, is his reply. I don't think it's not necessarily something that they're paying attention to. They certainly don't respond to it well. You know, there have been some tense moments in the briefing room when folks ask about the president's mental acuity or mental fitness, which is certainly a question that voters might ask. But for the most part, they're sticking to it. They believe that Joe Biden is the person to lead the Democrats to victory in 2024. They think that he'll repeat his success as he did in 2020. But there are some key weaknesses for President Biden in terms of age. I mean, obviously, that's something that a concern with President Trump as well. He's in his late 70s. But one of the things that a lot of voters get President Biden bad marks on is the economy. But certainly one of the things that does pop up, you know, time and time again are those questions. But they usually deviate and just talk about the president's record and the president himself. Just, you know, sidelines those types of questions.
Now, this might be a ridiculous question, and I apologize, but I was surprised that President Biden won the coin toss and took the positioning on the screen over having the last statement. Has anyone asked about that decision?
Yeah, no, we haven't really gotten an answer about that. I thought it was interesting as well, because you're going to have Trump give the last word. That's usually something a lot of people, you know, give a hard listen to. It's certainly an interesting situation to happen. Certainly a question that I would ask. We haven't really had those briefings and those chances to ask them. Perhaps we'll have a chance this week as we go on and lead to the debate. But it's a really good question, though.
Looking at the debate rules, right, because there are some rules that are going to be different than other debates that we are used to. You know, I mean, my entire life, it's been the three debates leading up to Election Day. Have you taken a look at those rules, and do you think some rules, is there certain rules that you think might benefit the president and some that might benefit the former president?
I think some rules, well, there's a lot of things. You know, former President Trump doesn't necessarily like guardrails. We know that. We know from his style that he feeds off of an audience. There's no audience for this debate. And I'm sure you also remember that debate where they were talking over each other and you could see that Biden just got frustrated. And I just remember that moment where he just said, I think it was like he just said, well, you just shut up or something along those lines to former President Trump, then President Trump at the time. I think the muting of the mics will certainly maybe I would think it could help in terms of keeping things quiet in terms of when the other candidate is talking. I thought it was also interesting that during the commercial break that neither candidate will be able to talk to their teams. I don't think this might not hurt or help whichever candidate, but I think not being able to go back and forth with their teams is certainly something that could be the detriment to any person on stage who wants to campaign for the presidency. But it surely will be an interesting event hosted by a news organization, hosted by CNN. And I'll be there myself. I'll be covering it as well. So I'll be looking forward to it just like you and everybody else.
Final question on the debate. So this, obviously, the CNN one and then ABC are the two agreed. Does that mean 100% the debates that you and I have grown to know is completely out?
Yeah, and I think where you're getting at is the Commission on Presidential Debates. There clearly was a little bit of, I guess I could say, a kerfuffle in terms of the organization that's hosted debates for decades not being able to do that this time around. But behind the scenes, it appeared at least that the campaigns were talking to news media organizations about having these two candidates do these debates. And that's exactly what happened. I think at least for this year, certainly the debates that you and I know, they're not going to happen. But for the foreseeable future, kind of hard to see, because we'll just have to see which candidates pop up in 2028, what those candidates agree to. But it's certainly something worth watching. But either way, I mean, me, I'm a political junkie. I live here in D.C., cover the White House. It's always exciting for me to watch political candidates go at it on stage.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting Thursday night. Willie, thank you so much for joining us in Buffalo this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.